Greetings in the Master's name. I tell you, I'm excited over the message of Ezekiel 37. Can these bones live? And the answer is, O Lord God, thou knowest. And God didn't know. And he told the prophet a very strange thing. He said, preach to these bones and preach the word that I give you. And he began to preach to the bones and to say, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Now that was a word from the Lord. I tell you, I'm looking to the Lord to reveal unto me how to become absolutely debt free, and to live not in bondage unto Babylon, but to live free before the Lord, to live in a spiritual sense. What we call a supernatural, but probably better, a spiritual sense. And I tell you, it'll take only what God can say to do that. You can't sit down with me and work that out. And most of us are in that situation. But it's time we learn to hear the word of the Lord and to obey the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord was, preach, preach, and tell these bones you're going to live. Flesh is coming upon you. Skin is coming upon you. Breath is coming upon you. And you'll live. And as he preached, behold, there came a noise and a shaking, and bones came together, bone to bone. I tell you, some of us are afraid if we hear a little noise, and we're sure afraid when the shaking starts. But I tell you, we ought to rejoice, we ought to shout, we ought to be exceeding glad, because where there's noise, there's life. Where there's shaking, there's life. And where God is producing the noise and the shaking, there is the coming together of life in a sense that we've not known before. If you were seated out here in City Cemetery and you started hearing a noise, you'd know there's something out there alive besides you. Those dead folks don't make any noise. But where there's noise, there's life. And the bones begin to come together. I can just see in my mind a little short toe bone just a bouncing across there. Most of us would leave that out. But God didn't. And that little bone bounced across there and lined up with that skeleton and became a part of the toe. And then flesh came on those bones. And then skin came on those bones. And sinew and muscles came to those bones. But there was still no life. And in verse 9, the Lord said, preach unto the wind, prophesy, son of man. Say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I tell you, in this day of so much deadness and so much confusion, the prophets need to begin to preach the word of the Lord to the dry bones, and out of those bones and upon those bones and into those bodies will come life in Jesus' name. And as he preached, as he was commanded, breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet. An exceeding great army. Listen, when God gets through with us, when God gets a little farther with us in this city, there's going to be a greater church, a greater witness to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ than there's ever been in the history of this church. These bones that became people, when they stood up an exceeding great army. They're a great army than they were before. You see, the way their bones got there, they got killed. And I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to go back the way it used to be. I want to go on to become with you an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. Doesn't that encourage you? You say, oh, it's a dry. Obey the word of the Lord, and bones will line up. Flesh will come. Muscles will come. Breath will come. An exceeding great army will stand up in the name of Jesus. Good day.